Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Beef cow slaughter numbers seem to be slowing down a bit. We'll talk about that with Jim Robb of the LMIC in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
After the drought conditions of 2011 and 2012, it was hoped that we might finally see some recovery in beef cow numbers, that we might start rebuilding the mama cow herd once again. However, in the early days of 2013, beef cow slaughter numbers remained stubbornly high. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says the good news, though, is that in recent weeks, we've started to see the culling of our mama cow herd starting to slow down at least just a bit.
We certainly, again, we have better pasture and range conditions. We have culled aggressively in the nation's beef cow herd. And over the last 6 or 7 weeks, beef cow slaughter has gone from being above a year ago to showing some significant declines. About 6 weeks ago, we had our first significant year-to-year decline. And we ran about 8 to 9% below a year ago. This latest week of actual data, we ran 15% below a year ago on beef cow slaughter nationwide, and that'll be the federally inspected numbers. That's a large decline, one that really does show producers are trying to do something different than last year. I think if we put it in the broader context, we had such large slaughter, though, the first half of this year, that even with a large decline in beef cow slaughter the second half of this year, we're still probably going to see a beef cow herd that's slightly smaller than a year ago come January 1, 2014. But to really go from year-to-year increases in beef cow slaughter now to 15% declines is really important. It's going to change the mix of cow beef available. And I think from a rancher's perspective, we would derive from this that cull cow prices this fall probably won't fall near as much as they do into that normal culling time of year. So we can look for year-to-year increases on cull cows to be a normal factor in this market as we look ahead and as we need to pull back those cow slaughter levels to start to stabilize the size of our herd.
And of course, to stabilize our beef cow herd numbers, really critical as one of the elements in rebuilding the mama cow herd. We'd fallen to tremendously low levels before the drought. The drought of the last couple of years exacerbated the problem tremendously. And now if we can start to holding on to those mama cows for another calf or two and add a few more heifers back in, that's of course how we can start turning these beef cow numbers around.
And they're really starting by holding back and not letting cows go to market. Obviously, the pasture and range conditions, if in this economic environment, is the driver of that really changed dynamic compared to a year ago.
Jim Robb, Executive Director of the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver, Colorado. You've got the Beef Buzz on.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.